everyone watching MountainZone.com, as well as the dispatch page of BergAdventures.com. This is Wally Berg on November 3rd, calling you from Punta Arenas, Chile, at the very tip of the continent of South America. And this will be the first dispatch for the Berg Adventures Vinson 2003 team. Our team consists, besides me, of Gus Pope from Cayman. Gus and I last climbed together on Elbrus in 2002. And also Will Cross. Will is here on his latest adventure with a lot of polar and altitude experience behind him in recent years. A couple of things being, just last year, he was here in Punta and took off down to Antarctica and completed the ultimate walk to cure diabetes. He was, and he walked all the way from Patriot Hills, where we'll be in just a few hours, we hope, to the geographic South Pole on foot. Just the year before, on the Novolog Ultimate Walk to Cure Diabetes, the other side of our globe, Will walked on foot to the geographic North Pole. We've been doing a familiar scene. Many of you probably followed me the last time I was down here in 99 and 2000 with the Omega Foundation expedition to Embry Glacier. You probably followed on Mountain Zone for that. And you know, hanging out in Punta Arenas is part of this experience. Punta is a lovely port city town full of sailors, tourists, some polar and Patagonia tourists, and a really friendly collection of locals. We hang out here waiting to be deployed down to the ice. As I speak, the big Ilyushin Russian jet is setting out at the airport. In fact, the entire flight that will be going down for this next trip to Antarctica went out to the airport yesterday thinking we'd get a go. But Mike Sharp, the station manager down at Patriot Hills, down at 81 degrees south in Antarctica, and his meteorologist, Jaco, sent us information indicating the winds were too high yesterday. We stayed on call through most of the day. Finally, 9 p.m. last night, we went to bed and we're back watching the winds today. At 12 noon today, Jaco reported 24-mile-an-hour gust, or a 24-knot gust, and gusting to 32 knots, and that's still a bit too high. The Ilyushin will take about 4.5 hours to fly from Punta Arenas down to the ice, and we need to get down there with the winds considerably lower than that to land that big jet on the blue ice runway. But while we were hanging in Punta before the first flight to Antarctica got off, and as many of you know, the first flight did get off for the season, we got to hang out with some old good friends of mine, in particular Rosie Stancer from the UK, who will be doing this year an unsupported solo crossing from Hercules Inlet all the way to the South Pole. We also got reconnected with Ken Hadlow, an old friend of mine from previous polar seasons, and Simon Murray, who will be doing their own project down there. You'll be hearing more about that, also heading to the pole. It's always great to run across the season's collection of adventurers before they head down to the ice. And that's been enjoyable for us so far in Punta. I'll continue to keep you posted now about the updates we get on the weather. It's a pretty wild situation, living in a hotel, having your polar clothes ready, your big boots, everything set to get on a plane and deploy down to Antarctica, but at the same time being relaxed in Punta Arenas. We're on call, ready to go, relaxed. Gus and Will and myself are enjoying Punta for the time being, but the next time we call, perhaps we'll be on the ice, and if it takes a bit longer, I'll keep you updated on the reports from Jaco and Mike down at Patriot Hills and let you know how what our prospects are of getting out of here. Remember that there's 24 hours of light down there, and here at Kruger this time of year, there's virtually 19 hours of light every day, so we can fly virtually at any time that the winds cooperate down in Antarctica.